Sailing through the sky, Hanuman again touched Mainaka Mountain in a gesture of respect. Finally, as he approached Mahindra Mountain, Hanuman began roaring jubilantly while waving his tail, anxious to meet his monkey friends. And when they heard Hanuman's roar, the monkeys waiting on the shore became eager to catch a glimpse of their hero. Jambavan then told the others, judging from his exuberance, Hanuman must have been successful in his mission. The monkeys then began excitedly springing from tree to tree, mountain peak to mountain peak, waving their claws. As Hanuman finally came into view, they stood up with folded hands just to watch Hanuman descend from Mahindra Mountain. The monkeys gathered around Hanuman, shouting with delight, and presented him with fruits and roots. Hanuman first offered his respects to the elders, including Jambavan, and then to Prince Angada. Hanuman answered their excited queries, informing them that he had indeed found Sita. And hearing that Sita was still alive, the monkeys became overjoyed, embracing Hanuman again and again. Thereafter, Angada praised Hanuman for his great heroism and devotion to Lord Ram, and sat down with Hanuman to talk. Jambavan then approached, requesting Hanuman to narrate the entire story of his jump to Lanka and subsequent discovery of Sita. And as the monkeys eagerly crowded around, Hanuman mentally offered his respects to Sita, relating the details of his journey to Lanka, how he had found Sita, and his desecration of the city of Lanka. Hanuman then concluded by saying, because of her constantly being tormented by fierce Rakshasas, the gentle Sita suffers unbearable anguish. And although Ravana offers her everything in his possession, Sita simply scorns him, for she knows no one but Ram as her lord. And although constant absorption in Ram keeps her alive, Sita will certainly wither away and die if she is not rescued soon. So let us go, attack Lanka at once, and bring Sita back to Ram at Kishkindya. I know that I am able to defeat all the Rakshasas single-handedly, as is Angada. Just think of how pleased Ram will be if we not only found Sita, but rescued her as well. Indeed, I could have easily brought Sita back here with me, but because I did not have your permission, I restrained myself. Then Angada spoke. Once, out of respect for the Ashwini Kumaras, Lord Brahma blessed their sons Mainda and Dvavida that they would be incapable of being slain in battle. And so because of this, these proud monkeys were able to defeat the entire army of the demigods and forcibly drank their nectar. I think they could easily conquer Ravana. Indeed, since they are here with us, I agree that we should attack Lanka and return to Ram only after rescuing Sita. But then Jambavan spoke up. O Prince, your plan lacks wisdom. You have forgotten that we were only ordered to find Sita and not to fight for her recovery. Even if we were successful, I think that Ram would be displeased, for he vowed before all the monkeys that he would kill Ravana and thus win back Sita. Angada, Hanuman, and all the other monkeys accepted the advice of Jambavan. And so, without further delay, they departed for Kishkindya. Along the way, the monkeys came to Madhuvan, a heavenly forest owned by Sugriva. Being eager to drink honey, they requested Angada to stop for a while. And in that forest, the monkeys began to partake of roots, fruits, and honey to their full satisfaction. And within a short time, they all became intoxicated. While laughing, dancing, and singing, the monkeys sported in a most boisterous manner, turning the nice garden into shambles. At this, the superintendent of the grove named Dadhimukha became very angry. And when he came and told the monkeys to stop, they simply insulted him with harsh words. Then, trying to save the garden, Dadhimukha began chastising some of the monkeys, pacifying others, and even striking some with his hands. Unfortunately, this infuriated the intoxicated monkeys. They jumped upon Dadhimukha and began kicking, biting, and scratching him. Indeed, Hanuman encouraged the monkeys. "Go, enjoy yourselves as you please. I will check anyone who tries to stop you." While Angada echoed this sentiment, and thus the monkeys fearlessly trashed the guards and stripped the garden of all of its edibles. But eventually, Dadhimukha was set free, and the monkeys continued their drunken activities. Some of the monkeys lay down lazily, while others became insulting and boisterous. All the guards then approached Dadhimukha, submitting their complaints about the behavior of the intoxicated monkeys. The superintendent assured them that he would put a stop to their rampage. Dadhimukha then uprooted a huge tree, and the guards followed him by picking up huge boulders. And as the guards approached, Hanuman and the other monkeys prepared to encounter them. Under the influence of intoxication, Angada grabbed Dadhimukha, who just happened to be his granduncle. And after throwing Dadhimukha to the ground, Angada began beating him mercilessly. Finally, when Dadhimukha was let go, Dadhimukha took the guards with him in order to meet Sugriva, thinking that the king would surely kill the monkeys for their misconduct. And when Dadhimukha arrived at Kishkindya and touched Sugriva's feet with his head, the king could see that Dadhimukha was highly agitated. Dadhimukha then described the misbehavior of Angada and all of his followers. But at this time, Lakshman came by to see what was the matter. And Sugriva explained, "It seems Angada and his party are now at Madhuvan. And from the description of their raucous behavior, it appears that they have been successful in their mission. So I am sure that Hanuman has found Sita. Otherwise, the monkeys would never dare act with such abandon." And upon hearing this, Ram and Lakshman became enlivened, and likewise Sugriva was overjoyed, and so he told Dadhimukha, "Indirectly your complaint conveys good news to me. Therefore the mischief by the monkeys should be tolerated. Please, return now to Madhuvan, and tell Angada and the others that I want to see them immediately." Taking this order upon his head, Dadhimukha sprang into the air, and when he arrived at Madhuvan, he saw that the monkeys had now become sober, and were passing the honey from their bodies as urine. Dadimukha then approached Angada with sweet words. Oh, please forgive me for trying to forbid you and your followers from enjoying the gardens. Oh, Prince, your uncle was exceedingly pleased to learn of your arrival and wants you to return to Kishkindhya at once. Turning to his followers, Angada spoke, I suggest we return to Kishkindhya without delay. Still, even though I am the prince, I do not consider myself superior to any of you. On the contrary, I feel completely dependent upon all of you. So I shall do whatever you recommend. I await your order. Fully satisfied by his statement, the monkeys replied, O Prince, your humility is just befitting an exalted personality. It indicates your eligibility to receive further good fortune. So let us not waste another moment, for Sugriva and Ram await our arrival. Thereafter, all the monkeys leaped towards Kishkindhya like so many stones shot from a catapult. Seeing the monkeys approaching in the distance, Sugriva went to the grief-stricken Ram, saying, Angada has come! I knew he would not dare return to Kishkindhya without achieving success. And unless he has located Sita, he would never devastate the Madhuvan garden given to my father Rikshaaraj by my grandfather Lord Brahma if he had failed in his mission. Before long, Angada's party arrived back in the presence of Ram. Hanuman excitedly declared, Sita is safe. She has remained fixed in her vows of chastity, never once accepting Ravana's advances. Ram then looked upon Hanuman with eyes laden with love and respect. All the monkeys offered their obeisances to Sugriva, Ram, and Lakshman. Unable to contain themselves, they each repeated everything Hanuman had told them about Sita. And when the monkeys finally fell silent, Ram spoke, Describe to me the exact location of Ravana's abode, and then tell me more about Sita. How does she really feel about me now? All the monkeys then pushed Hanuman forward so that he could give the authoritative answer. Bowing to the south, Hanuman related the events leading to his discovery of Sita. Then he delivered to Ram the jewel from Sita's head and said, The devotion of King Janaka's daughter is completely fixed upon you, and in separation from you, she can hardly maintain her life. Sita has told me to inform you about how Indra's son in the form of a crow had scratched her breast, how you had decorated her face with red oxide, and how, due to being tortured by the Rakshasis, Sita will surely give up her life if you do not come to rescue her within 1 month. And as he listened to Hanuman, Ram pressed Sita's jewel to his heart, and both he and Lakshman shed incessant tears. Ram then said, This jewel was presented to Sita by her father at the time of our marriage. Long ago, King Indra gave this jewel to Maharaj Janaka after becoming pleased with the king's sacrificial performances. O Hanuman, I have become practically unconscious out of intense grief. So therefore, please repeat the very messages given by Sita, for they act just like cool water sprinkled upon my head. After Sita finished telling me the story of how you chastised Indra's son, Jayanta, Sita then said, "Although Ram is unlimitedly powerful and unconquerable, still he does not come here to rescue me. So I can only conclude that this misfortune is the result of some terrible sin I have committed in a past life. O Ram, I offered to carry Sita back to you, but she refused, for she was unwilling to touch another male. Again and again she said, 'O Hanuman, you must convince Ram to come here quickly to rescue me. My grief is practically unbearable, and I do not know how much longer I can go on living.' O Hanuman, how will Ram, Lakshman, and the monkeys ever be able to cross over the ocean to Lanka? I know that you are able to kill Ravana and deliver me to Ram. However, it is my desire that Ram himself come here to rescue me, so that his spotless reputation will be further enhanced. I do not wish to be returned to Ram the way I was brought to Lanka, carried by another. O Ram, I assured Sita that the other monkeys were superior to me, and that they could easily jump over the ocean to Lanka. I also told Sita that if necessary, I could very well carry you and Lakshman upon my back. So in this way I pacified Sita a little. However, considering her precarious condition, I urge you to quickly devise some means whereby we can all attack Lanka without delay."